When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is a show about a dean that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jess, here till it ends. Meet up to Pastor Phil Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine the way. Community building is here to stay.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's community building here on Post Show Recaps, talking about Community Season 2, Episode 22, Applied Anthropology and Culinary Arts, the antepenultimate episode of Community Season 2. I am Josh Wiggler. I'm joined here by my co-host, as always, Jess Sterling. Jess, you got a booger in your nose.
It's a part of me, okay? I want it there.
Yeah, fair enough. Jess, how you doing? Been a minute since we've communitied.
I know, communitied? Uh-huh. I'm so excited to be back. This is like an interesting episode to come back on because it's kind of like a bottle episode in
sure,
a way.
Yeah. I mean, it's all anthropology all the time.
Yeah.
So they really just use the anthropology class as the setting. I think this qualifies as a bottle episode.
I think so. I think so too.
That's a phrase that gets bandied about, the much ballyhooed bottle episode. And I think it is perhaps used recklessly. But in this case, we are literally in the classroom the whole episode. I think it counts.
Yeah, I notice it most because when I do my notes, I always put like in all caps, like where they are, right? Like when they change scenes, I put where they are. And I didn't have to do that taking notes this time.
Yeah, no, you just are able to run right through it. Yeah. Jess, it's just us today. Our guest was on their way, but they were held up by a podcast kerfluffle.
I thought you were going to say they went into labor and had a baby.
Oh, yeah, maybe. They could have perhaps during the kerfluffle is a possibility. So
I mean,
I think
that having a baby qualifies as a kerfuffle.
That's a kerfuffle for sure.
That's a big time kerfuffle.
Kerfluffle or kerfuffle?
No, it's a kerfuffle. There's no fluffle involved.
There's fluffle involved? Are we sure? Kerfluffle versus kerfuffle.
Kerfluffle certainly is not a word.
Oh, wow. Been saying it wrong all this time.
Your entire life.
I've definitely been saying kerfluffle.
That sounds so embarrassing. Yeah. It must come up often.
Yeah. Who is Kurt Fluffle anyway? Well, it's just the two of us in this kerfluffle of an episode. Get Winston in, and then you got the fluff.
The fluffy kerfluffle.
Is added. Should point out that a happy birthday to Winston is in order, if I am not mistaken. Depending on when you're listening to this podcast is released for the patrons of Post Show Recaps the day before Winston's birthday and in the main feed the day after Winston's birthday.
Yeah, we're straddling Winston's birthday, and therefore he will be accepting any and all wishes of happy birthday anytime around when you're listening to this podcast.
I had ordered a cameo for Winston's birthday from Terry O'Quinn, a lost actor Terry O'Quinn, and he's just barking the whole time. It's really wild.
That is amazing.
Yeah, but he requested that we don't post it publicly on on the internet. So I'll just have to send that to you to show to Winston.
And that's truly a kerfluffle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's truly a kerfluffle. Yeah. Yeah. So Winston is the only birthday that we need to discuss here on the community building.
Certainly
podcast
no
this
other
week.
Birthdays. None. Definitely, none. Definitely none not all. Even your birthday, mm-hmm. which just uh-huh. so happens to no. fall on the same exact day as Winston's.
But I don't want to talk about that.
No,
I don't want to talk about
not.
That.
You
all.
Wouldn't want to hog the spotlight.
No.
By talking about your birthday concert.
No, definitely not. And certainly not any birthday shenanigans happening in your Shit the 90s Shows Taught Me podcast corner of the internet.
No, none that I could think of.
Yes. So in this episode, though, we have a birthday to celebrate. Baby Ben Bennett. Welcome
yeah.
to the world, little guy.
He was born with that name. On that day.
Yes, he was.
As
births happen. Indeed they do. It is going to be the miracle of life in full focus in this episode. With a moment with Britta that utterly slayed me, I yeah. have to say. Like the tunnel of darkness.
It was so good.
Like the plunging into the void.
I just love her throwing up immediately after. I'm like, a lot of shows are like, oh, it's a miracle. The baby comes out all clean and yeah. beautiful. And meanwhile, Brit is just like booting it in the can yeah. after looking at this, you know, whatever's yeah. going on down there.
Yeah, just big booting it. So we got to talk about all of that. Confirmation of the fact that this is not Chang's child because there's no tail.
Yeah, big time celebration there.
Yeah. Do you think this is true that all the Changs were born with tails?
I don't see why. I mean, I could see why Chang would say this, but he seemed very sincere in the
moment.
Will
a future episode of Community reveal that Chang has a tail?
Not to my recollection. Okay. I mean, we would have to see parts of Chang that I'm really not comfortable seeing.
Sure.
To find out he has a tail.
Sure. Thereby hangs a tail. Yeah, I don't know if he has a tail or not. I've been reading Fire and Blood, the George R. R. Martin History of Westeros' Targaryen Kings book that predates the A Song of Ice and Fire books, which is okay. what Game of Thrones is based on. And you read about all of these different Targaryen babies that were born, and many of them that are born like don't last very long, don't live very long. So many of them have tails.
Are they part dragon?
George R. R. Martin like always talks about how these babies were born with tails. I think that it's exaggeration, and it is probably like these are the rumors because they're dragon, because they're born of the
right.
dragon.
Wasn't Daenerys's baby, wasn't it born looking like kind of part dragony?
I don't remember.
Pretty sure.
So
long again,
ago.
Why I remember that, don't know.
Hard
but
to
I'm
say.
Pretty sure it came out scaly.
I'll have to go back and look. Do I actually have to go back and look?
No.
Maybe. House of the Dragon is coming up this year, Jess. I'm trying to shore up enthusiasm for it. And I got to tell you, having read the portions of the book now that the upcoming show is going to be based on, I'm both like, I'm kind of in and yeah. and like kind of excited about it. And
ooh,
also
that's good.
Really dreading it because Game of Thrones was a really messed up show. And
yeah.
if House of the Dragon is adapting like the things that happened during this period of time in Westeros, like to the letter, we've definitely already, we have not yet seen like the most effed up things to happen in Westeros.
Oh, no.
Then, like the worst of Game of Thrones doesn't touch some of the things that happened during this point in time.
I don't know if
Westeros.
I'm ready for that.
It's a big question. Is anyone?
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't have to worry about that. We're firmly ensconced in Greendale, but we have a new heir apparent, if not to the Iron Throne, then perhaps the Iron Study Chair.
Baby Greendale!
Baby Greendale is here. Baby Ben Bennett of House Greendale here in Applied Anthropology and Culinary Arts. I was amused by this episode. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was transcendent by any means. I think it was like a solid like base hit, and I would put it above like my average episode. I think it's like a scooch or two above average for me. I enjoyed it. I had a good time with it. this one.
It's a decent episode. There's a lot of like bits they bring back. Yep. I love the sprinkling in of the side characters. We see Vicky and Neil and Starburns. Those guys are always fun to see. We get some funny Dean moments. And obviously Britta has like Britta and Shirley, I think, have like the best scenes this episode. Yeah. Which is fun to see them get a little bit more of the spotlight. I feel like Shirley's been a bit under the radar as of late. So it's fun to see her kind of get the spotlight a little bit more.
Totally agreed. And I know you're going to hate it, but I do think that there's a lot of fun Chang stuff here.
I don't disagree.
So I really like Chang in this one as well. And I think that like there's like just some like sort of like very like standard run-of-the-mill Troy and Abed stuff. But your standard run-of-the-mill Troy and Abed stuff is still better than like your standard run-of-the-mill stuff from any other show, basically. So there's a lot to enjoy. A couple characters who have very little to do. But by and large, I feel like, and this is weird because I know next week we're getting into the paintball episodes, right? The two-part paintball finale. And I've seen those. And yet I don't really remember what happens in them very much. But the thing that I recall... let me take that back, is that watching this episode, Jess, I felt like this episode kind of served as a finale of sorts to
it wraps up a lot
season two. Yeah, I felt like a lot of like sort of the threads of the season were addressed here, you know, with Shirley's baby and Chang accepting that he's not the dad. The anthropology of it all is coming full circle here and getting wrapped up here. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's a good solid episode. It's like a decent episode to lead us into a really fun set of finale episodes.
Yes.
So it serves its purpose, right? Because in order for us to get the really fun genre episodes next, we have to tie some things up.
Yes.
And of course, Shirley has to have her baby. And because this is a sitcom, it certainly can't happen in a hospital.
God,
it has to happen in the classroom.
Has to happen in a classroom. All right. Well, we're going to go to anthropology class and we're going to be in it for the entirety of this episode. As such, it is only fitting that we are going to take one quick commercial break now. And then when we come back, it's all anthropology all the time. Stay tuned. Okay, we're back. Anthropology, applied anthropology, and culinary arts. What are the culinary arts in this episode? Is there people eating in this? I don't really remember much in the way of food.
Unless it's Shirley drinking the Pepto.
Maybe.
And the pig saliva.
Is the argument that
Jinx says the food trucks. That's right.
The food trucks.
It's like such a, yeah, that's what as the race kerfuffle.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't know that they needed to get episode title credit, but that's fine.
Should have been something about having babies.
I think it could have just been advanced anthropology. Taking anthropology to its natural conclusion.
You know they love a long title, though.
They do.
I hate it.
And let me just say, it's not the best for SEO, is all
it's
I
not
will
the best
say.
For any of us, really. Because if I'm trying to go back and remember which episode was which, these names don't always help.
I will say that absolutely a thing that is already happening. I'm forgetting stuff already. I certainly remember Abed being in the background of that episode, helping someone give birth. But was that conspiracies?
Oh, if you expect me to remember what
episode
it was,
I don't remember which
happen.
Episode it was. I don't remember
it
which
happens
episode
in
it
an
was.
Episode. I don't know which one.
I don't remember which episode it was. So wow. Yeah. What you're going to do. All right, let's do the recap. It's a Jay Chandrasekhar directed episode. Dan Harmon and Carrie Dornetto were the writers. April 28th, 2011. Anthropology, what's happening at class, Jess?
So Annie finishes a speech on how Paleolithic hunting tribes overtook early agricultural civilizations. And because Duncan is the professor, he has no clue whether or not that's actually correct.
But everybody gets an A.
Yeah. And I love Annie being like, isn't that a little unfair to people who actually studied? And Duncan says, everyone throw paper balls at her.
Yeah, and everyone does. This is a very, is this a big waste of paper, or is this how paper ought to be used, weaponized as paper balls?
I mean, I certainly think it's wasteful unless you're picking it back up and, you know, using it again,
mm-hmm.
or unless you've already used the paper.
And if you're going to weaponize paper, it's all like, you just got to like get them at the right angle, paper cut. You know?
Oh my, that's so much worse than throwing a paper ball at someone.
That's why I'm saying if you're going to weaponize the paper, just go for the paper.
Oh my.
I don't know.
I'm only getting a paper fight with you.
Yeah. Listen, I've thought about this a lot. So if you're trying to paper fight me, you're in trouble.
I don't use paper a lot. Like the paperless life.
Yes.
So the class cheers and Troy says, "You're such a great teacher when you're drinking."
Yeah.
And he calls Troy Daryl.
Yeah. And
Troy just accepts it.
He called you Daryl. It's like, that's fine. Let Daryl have this moment.
Yeah. And this is when we get the first little glimpse of a little shipping happening.
What's happening here with Neil and Vicky? Is this a thing?
It's becoming a thing.
Oh!
Isn't it adorable?
Well, I do think it's adorable. I think it's really funny later when Pierce is like, are you guys going to go out? Like, what's going to happen here?
I hate that he does that. He makes it so awkward for them, and it upsets me when he does it.
Yeah, but that's nice is what I would say about that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God, Vicky, your throwing was so great. And she's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Everyone's just very in a very good mood because anthropology has become the ultimate blow-off class, according to Jeff.
Yeah.
They toast to the easiest school and the dumbest dean.
Yeah, not very nice.
No.
And then Duncan tries to, like, flunk Shirley because she's not drinking.
Right. Flunk is a strong word. She's cruising for an A-.
Like,
yeah. Well, if it were Emily Fox grading an episode of 24, that would be a failing grade. Yeah.
She says that she's with child. And so, of course, Chang has to be like, well, if it's my child, it's okay to have a drink or two.
It's okay to have a drink or two if it's a Chang baby.
Yeah, Chang babies love the sauce, you know, alcohol and duck.
And then he like pulls out a packet and pours into a little shot glass and takes a shot.
I don't understand what the point of putting it in the glass was.
Uh-huh.
Just eat straight out the packet.
I'll just say don't do either of those things.
Well, if he's gonna do it.
Apply food to the sauce. Is this the culinary art, though? Is this what we're missing out
on?
Oh,
duck sauce?
Yeah, is a shot of duck sauce.
Do you like a duck sauce?
I don't typically use it a ton, but I don't have anything really against it.
I say something maybe controversial?
Sure.
I never use any of the packets they give me in Chinese food.
It totally depends on what's going on. Like, if you get dumplings, are you not using, like, the dumpling sauce?
Well, that's separate.
Uh-huh.
That's a little cup.
Uh-huh.
I don't use the little packets, like the soy sauce, the duck sauce, spicy brown
mustard.
Yeah,
you're missing out on the spicy mustard.
Here's the thing. I love a spicy brown, but I use my own spicy brown.
Got it.
The trick is... Leave the egg roll. Don't eat it the first night. You leave it. You refrigerate.
Really?
Yes, this is the key. You refrigerate it next day, cold egg roll.
Really?
Use some spicy brown on every bite. This is the trick. I enjoy it. You don't like a cold egg roll?
Jess, let me ask you a question. Once upon a time... This is really getting into the weeds. become a patron. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Come hang out with all of us. I talked about how much I love my cold calzone. And how did you feel about my cold calzone?
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
I like a warm calzone.
Yeah.
I like the cheese to be oozy.
Sure. But the move is to put the crispy egg roll...
Yeah.
Into the refrigerator.
Right.
Where it will inevitably lose its crispness.
It's still crispy the next day.
Mm.
Not as crispy.
And then put just a standard grocery store spicy brown mustard on it as opposed to what the restaurant has supplied you with.
You could do I like a Gouldens, but you don't have to use Gouldens. Is Gouldens even the brand?
Gouldens?
Is it Goulden? What is
it? Are we sure it's not Gouldens? Gouldens? Like a spooky mustard?
Look this up. It's Gulden's.
Is this like a haunted condiment?
Gulden's is a brand, sir. Gulden's? I found it online. It Gulden's? Is a thing. Gulden's.com.
If Gulden's doesn't have like a Halloween line, then they're really missing out.
Gulden's spicy brown is the way to live.
All right. Yeah. Well, shots of Gulden's spicy brown mustard, and I raise it to Anthropology.
There you go.
So everyone's talking about Chang. This isn't your kid, though. It's Andre's.
Yeah. She says a woman knows. And Britta says women have a connectedness to their bodies that you would never understand. And yeah. So then Jeff says, you got a booger. She's like, I know. It's part of me.
It's part of me.
And Duncan cheers to never telling the dean. And we see Britta like all the way up in there.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got no other choice.
I'm just saying she's in a public space.
I think that this needs to be normalized to a certain degree that sometimes you don't have a better option.
But isn't the
not
better
in public,
option?
Ideally. Ideally,
That's what
not
I'm
in
saying.
Public.
That's what I'm saying. You either not in public or you at least do the tissue trick where you're like, I'm totally using the tissue. Yes. But like, you
tissues
know,
in public, tissues in private as well, unless you gotta, you know, resort you to other
sometimes.
Means. Sometimes. Dig, Britta.
Yes. Uh-huh. Sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you have no choice. Come to community building where we're advocating for picking your nose. All right. So here comes the dean. No one drinks in front of the dean.
Everyone hides it. And then Duncan takes the opportunity, smashes his glass on the ground. He goes, that's what Jews do at weddings. Anthropology.
L'chaim. Yeah, that is not what we do at weddings.
Don't you stomp on it?
We stomp on it. Yeah. You like wrap it up and stuff. Yeah, it was really fun.
Do you keep the glass?
No, the glass is destroyed.
No, but I know, but you could make it into like a mosaic.
I don't know. I mean, for mine, I took a light bulb from my friend's house.
You didn't even use like a, I thought you were supposed to use a glass.
It was a glass light bulb. From a friend's house, and I wrapped it in a Baran Survivor Africa buff.
Amazing.
From season 3 and stomped that shit into the ground. It was so cool.
Did you cut the buff? The buff?
No,
cut.
We were able to wash the buff.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was super fun. Everybody get married and step on a glass. You'll love it.
I missed opportunity.
You don't have to get married to step on the glass. It's very cathartic and you should just do it sometime. Okay. With some safety measures in place, please.
Yeah, definitely shoes on.
Yeah.
So the dean introduces everyone to Mr. Jacobson. He's a writer doing a piece on the dean for Dean Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Magadine. Yeah.
The dean tells everyone to continue. He says, I'm sort of a father figure to the kids around here for my outside the box approach to education. You know, like that film, Children of the Corn.
So in Children of the Corn, though, it's the kids are rudderless without adults. They murder the adults, I believe.
I think he means the one where the guy stands on the desk.
Yeah, that's not Children of the Corn.
I know.
I think he's mixing the Dead Poets Society. I don't know how you're mixing those two up.
Because he's the dean. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't even know what the overlap is.
Children of the something else?
We're going to need to get Fitzy and Zach Brooks on here to tell us how these two movies movie ladder to each other.
Oh, yes.
I wonder.
So Duncan says, I left the exam paper in my office, but it's a doozy. There's an interactive element, a performance element, a lump of clay. And he goes, toodaloo, cheerio.
Yeah. Yeah. Wowee. It's a real college.
And then he says, there's a World Food Festival happening in the parking lot. There are lunch trucks with 18 different nationalities of food. You know what? Not different. Equal. Equal to whites.
Equal.
You know what?
Better
than whites.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I wonder what kind of food trucks are coming to Greendale Community College.
I mean, I know a couple based on what happens later.
Oh, sure. Any of them serving cold egg rolls? What if they serve what if the egg roll came to you cold, Jess? If the egg roll showed up with your order when it got there and it was cold, would you eat it that night or would you still eat it tomorrow?
I'd probably eat it the next day. I just like save the egg roll for the next day.
Okay.
I have enough of the rest of the Chinese food for that night.
Uh-huh.
You know? Gotta save a little something for later.
I get that for sure. Yeah. Maybe I would order two egg rolls then, and I'd have one that night, and then I'd have one for the next day.
Ingenuity.
Yeah.
I like the way you're thinking.
Just double your egg rolls.
Double the egg rolls.
Yeah.
But then they do the thing where they give you like 17 forks and you're like, oh my God, I feel so guilty.
It's a lot. It could be a lot. Delivery, takeout from anywhere often yields more utensils than you know what to do with.
And I never want a plastic fork. Stop giving. I'm eating this at home.
Yeah.
Stop giving me the plastic fork.
Yeah. I'm done with the plastic fork as well.
Yeah. So Jeff says it sounds like an awesome thing to do immediately, but the writer wants to stay and check out the unorthodox exam. And Shirley, we find out, has been having indigestion all morning. She says, everyone's it's too like, early.
Are you in labor? Is this happening?
Yeah, she says, happening? Oh, no, my other two came right on schedule, maybe even a little late. Jordan was in here so long he came out with a driver's license.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Not true.
Yeah, Chang says, Chang babies are always premature. They gestate faster because they're better at obtaining nutrients. Some will need 8 months, depending on how much of the mother they eat.
Wow.
So disturbing.
It's pretty foul. It is fairly foul what he's describing here.
Yeah. And then Britta does something just so unfathomable to me. Shirley is drinking some Pepto for the indigestion.
Yeah.
And Britta says, oh, don't drink that. It's full of chemicals.
Yeah.
And I was like, how dare you? Tell Why, Shirley what to do.
I thought because you were about to really come out here swinging for Pepto.
I mean, I do like a Pepto. I'm more of a Tums kind of gal.
Yeah, love a Tum. Mm. Love a Tum.
Shirley says, well, it's safe for mothers, according to the doctor.
Yeah, who told you that, big antacid?
She tells Shirley to chew on eucalyptus root and pig saliva.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to find pig saliva,
It's
Britta?
The same active ingredient. I guess this is another argument in the column of all of these really smart people out here. Like, you're a dog person, Jess, I'm a cat person. The potbelly pig crowd is laughing at us now because they've got fresh supply of antacid all the time.
Can you imagine, though, like just holding a cup under a pig's mouth and then putting what comes out in your mouth?
I've imagined it, and it is displeasing.
There you go.
Can't put lipstick on that pig saliva.
Nope, you cannot.
That's tough.
So Abed and Troy do their handshake, and and then we have Pierce. Yeah. Oh, why do you do that?
I do love that. I just love that line from Pierce. Why do you do that? You know, like from across the way. Why do you do that? They're like, because it's cool. And Pierce is like, I want in.
Yeah, he offers them $1,000.
$1,000 for the handshake, and at the same time, Abed and Troy look at each other. Indecent proposal. Which have you seen that movie, Jess? I'm gonna guess it's a no.
Nope, I don't know what that is. Is it a rom-com? It sounds like a rom-com.
You know what? Don't go into Indecent Proposal expecting a rom-com.
Oh,
it's not. It is, as Emily Fox and I like to call the genre, it's a sexy thriller. It is one of the iconic sexy thrillers.
Okay, who's in it?
You may have gathered that Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore are in it because Troy and Abed decide which one will be. Abed will be Woody and Troy will be Demi Moore. And Pierce is currently embodying the Robert Redford role.
I know that guy.
And in the film Indecent Proposal, Robert Redford comes to the very happily married Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore and says, you guys are so happily married, and Demi Moore, you're beautiful and I'm enamored of you and I'm very wealthy, and let me ask you both if you would be open to me giving you a ton of money if I can sleep with Demi Moore for one night.
Just one night? How much
money? I don't remember. There's a lot of money. Let's see. Do we have the exact?
I feel like that's a good deal.
It's a solid mill, a cool mill.
Ooh, especially when was this movie? When did this movie come out?
1993.
Oh my God! At inflation, that's a great deal.
I think it's a pretty good deal. But what are the other costs that come with that $1 million deal?
Robert Redford's like a good looking dude, so it's not that.
Sure, yes. But Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore are happily married, and he's asking to sleep with Demi Moore, not asking to sleep with Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson.
I see. Can he watch?
I don't know why he would want to. I don't remember if he asks in the film.
I'm trying to make it better, but I think I made it worse.
I don't can I watch
shenanigans? You know?
Well, the shenanigans are pretty upfront, I suppose.
Well, now I want to watch this movie. It does sound like a sexy thriller.
It is a sex. It is a sexy thriller. It is, you know, it's a drama, though. You know, there's, it's not, it's upsetting in points, Jess.
Okay.
But yeah, worth the watch. Worth the watch.
So yeah, so this whole thing is apparently based on Indecent Proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, the dean is just waiting for Duncan to return.
Yep.
And Pierce, again, just, I can't. When he's like, oh, are you going to fall in love?
You're going to fall in love.
Vicky and Neil?
No.
And they're just like, no. They're so awkward because he just put them in an awkward spot.
Yeah.
Pierce.
But they are. They are, clearly.
I mean, you don't know that.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
So Britta asks Shirley if she's considered a natural childbirth. And I love Shirley saying, are you kidding me? I'll take whatever they got.
Whatever
that epidural is a proper Christian woman's only chance to get wrecked.
Uh-huh. Yeah, get wrecked. And Britta says that the endorphin rush of a chemical-free birth, that's the real high.
Yeah. Some women can actually achieve, or she's like, no, 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 no.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And she's Jeff like, even if that were true, it's not something I would do on a child's head.
Yeah. Jeff is trying to tell Britta, like, Britta, you're overdoing it.
Well, she is. She is.
Uh-huh.
I love him calling her backseat birther. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she doesn't need a 30-year-old slacker with two one-eyed cats governing her body.
First of all, together, my cats can do anything.
Is that how you feel, Josh?
Absolutely not.
Together, my cats can do anything.
Definitely not. There's so much that they cannot do. I love them to death, but
they
my goodness.
They can't put Gouldens on an egg roll.
No.
There you go.
Unfortunately.
Maybe together they could.
It's possible.
One could squeeze the bottle with their paws while the other holds the egg roll with their paws.
And one steadies the egg roll.
I think it could work.
I think it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Not and particularly then, likely, but.
Yeah. And Bert is the secondly, you disqualified yourself from this conversation the moment you decided to grow a wang.
A wang. And so Britta and Jeff are arguing, and while this is happening, Shirley's water breaks.
Yeah. Chang, baby! Yeah.
Dean's going to need every mop on campus.
So gross. Why do we keep having to talk about people having like a whole amniotic fluid situation?
How great is this anthropology class?
So gross.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like, once you know what's in that fluid mixture, you just can't stop thinking about it.
True.
So Shirley is upset. She goes, this isn't happening. It's too soon. I don't want my first baby.
I don't want my first baby to be starburns.
He's like, what did I do?
Yeah, that's brutal. Poor guy. He is just standing there being like, what?
And Dean is like freaking out. He's like, he doesn't know what to do. He's like, okay, I'm going to go grab my Prius and we'll drive you to the hospital.
Yeah. And she wants someone to get Andre on the phone. Look him up. He's Sugar Boots.
Sugar Boots is so cute. I'm not a big fan of pet names, but I think Sugar Boots is very funny.
Yeah. Do you have people in your phone in nicknames or just straight ups?
Actually, I do not. Because like, for example, I have people favorited. So, cause I am a catastrophizer and in a world where I am like out of commission, I want someone
and the only egg rolls that are being served are hot. There's no more refrigerators.
There's no more Gouldens.
And the only mustard is the one supplied to you by the restaurant.
What a terrible world that would be.
Yeah. It's tough.
I want people to be able to find contacts easily. So I have like my mother, my father.
Yeah. My father.
And my husband all listed as I have mom, dad, and then I have Will's name. Plus I have like dash husband. So people know.
Okay.
Especially because we don't share a last name. So I want people to know like this is who to call if there's a situation.
You think there's anyone out there named dash husband? Great name.
Dash husband. Like
great
dash is
name.
The first name, husband is the last name.
Yes.
I could see it. They sound kind of like a superhero.
I was just gonna say like a secret agent, dash husband. Great name. Gotta do something with that.
So Troy's jealous because he's Sugar Boots in her phone. And Vicky tells Neil they came so close to having a class that wasn't all about that group.
Yeah.
That study group.
Nope. Couldn't do it. Remember when we took that fishing trip?
The callback. Chang insists the baby has to be his because Changs are never born in hospitals.
No. Nope.
Taxi cabs, hardware stores, bank lines, sewers.
Yeah.
He has a nephew named Jin who was born on a treadmill at Bally Total Fitness.
Yeah.
20% incline.
Uh-huh. 20% incline. My God.
I mean,
treadmill. Treadmill feels like a scary place to
deliver. Wouldn't it just go flying off?
Yeah. Shoop.
So you got to cut the umbilical cord pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a dangle baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think you want that.
No.
Britta says Sugar Boots says he'll meet them at the hospital. Annie pulls Chang away. And she says,
it's because she's basically like, you're overdoing it. Like,
he is overdoing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says, Chang is hardy to the core. Always come out healthy. That's why there's a billion of us.
Uh-huh.
You ever tried Googling me? Can't be done.
Well, he says we always come out healthy. And then later in the episode, he says, I didn't tell you about the tail.
I mean, I think healthy can involve a tail.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah. As long as it's not injuring you.
I don't want to shame the tail.
Yeah. So Pierce approaches Abed and Troy about the handshake. Troy says, this isn't the time.
Yeah.
But of course, Pierce like does the casual lift up with the watch and he's dangling the cash in his hand.
It's $1,000 a clock.
Yeah. Yep. And they immediately are like, okay, cool. Great.
So how does it work? Well, we do it when one of us says something awesome. Pierce goes, okay, Betty Grable.
I don't even know who Betty Grable is. Do you?
And both of them are like, yeah, she's an actress that none of us would know. She's been dead since the 70s.
Betty Grable.
And so he says, Betty Grable. And they're both like, And Abed does it, but he doesn't love it. And Troy can't. He can't finish it. Who is Betty Grable?
Yeah, he's like, sobbing.
Yes, I love this. Pierce loves this.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Shirley's freaking out. Britta and Annie are trying to help her. And Jeff asks Britta if she's uncomfortable. And she's like, no, I'm not. And Troy and Abed are now counting their money. It's like $1 million in dog dollars.
I guess so that's great. A very positive way to look at it.
Yeah.
The handshake doesn't go correctly this time.
Nope. Troy says Pierce ruined it and he tries to give the money back, but he says, no, money doesn't matter anymore. Once you've sold something out, you can't get it back.
Yeah. He hated the handshake. Now it's gone.
You two are dumber than Jackie Coogan. He divorced Betty Grable. It's
like, what? Yeah. Troy complains to Jeff about this. Pierce tainted our special handshake with his blood money and now we can't get the magic back.
Yeah, Jeff's like, a baby is being born 2 feet from you.
Yeah, so Abed's going to step in because he's got some experience here having delivered a baby earlier in the year in the back of an SUV. And Troy's like, when did that happen? Abed says, I was off in the background.
Yeah, this is great.
Was this a reveal for people at the time watching Community? I'm asking you as much as I'm asking anyone who is currently listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that if people hadn't already pieced it together, they would go back and rewatch the season and notice, right?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like when he was assisting with the birth, it was pretty obvious because he was like on the right side of the screen and like the main character in the foreground was on the left and it was like a really awkward shot otherwise.
Yeah.
So I feel like at this point they would have had to know.
Yeah.
So the Dean returns. He's covered in food and he's like, his like shirt is all ripped up. His car has been overturned. I don't want to alarm anyone, but the World Food Festival has taken a dark turn. He says it turned into a bit of a race kerfuffle.
Yeah.
And Jeff asks if he means riot. And he's like, let's stick with kerfuffle.
Let's do kerfluffle.
Yeah. Stick with kerfluffle. That would be like if there was like an incident with the puppy parade. That's a kerfluffle.
That would be a kerfluffle.
There you
yes.
go.
For sure.
So yeah, Annie wants to call an ambulance, but he's like, there's so many ambulances out there. They're overturning those.
Yeah. It's just a disaster.
And of course the writer is writing all of this down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's getting the whole thing. The Dean magazine writers like, don't print that. Yeah. Don't print that. let's just quit jotting down. Stop writing.
Annie calls 911, but it's going to take an hour due to the race kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie says they won't make it to the hospital. And Chang tells her to elevate her legs over her head while facing the northeast corner of the room. But try not to look at the door because it's bad luck.
And Chang babies are very superstitious. Also, if you could visualize a rabbit riding a dragon, it'll increase his chances of winning lotteries, is what he says.
Yes. Yeah. And Abed tells Jing to go away and tells Shirley they're going to have the baby right here. So Abed starts handing out directions. Troy, go get blankets. Annie, you got to tell Andre they're having the baby here. And Britta just starts like rubbing Shirley's forehead in a very weird way.
It's not natural.
It's not at all.
This is not human behavior.
Yeah, so they get Shirley on the ground, get her prepped and ready.
Yeah.
And Abed wants to go see how far along she is, but Shirley's like, no, 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 no. One of the girls has to do it. You can't go be looking down there.
Yeah.
And I love Britta's, I can do it. No problem, Roblo.
No problem, Roblo. Why aren't we saying that more often as a culture?
We're going to need to.
And so Britta goes down and we have the shot of Britta in the void. And it is one of my very favorite shots in all of Community so far. Just Gillian Jacobs' face like twisting and morphing as she showed up with such confidence.
Great. Because then she like, she looks horrified. I mean, like, as anybody would. Like, I understand it's a miracle, right? The miracle of birth. Like, it's a natural, very natural thing to happen. However, there's a literal human coming out of somebody's body.
Yeah.
And of course she's going to go throw up.
Yes.
Like, naturally.
Naturally.
And so Jeff, he's like, yep, the head must have reached the cervix.
That's a, it's just a great, great moment. Very fun. The Dean magazine profiler is like, so are babies usually born in classrooms here?
He's like, yeah, a lot more are conceived here.
That's off the record and not true.
So Abed says Annie has to be the one to deliver the baby. And she says, I'm not properly prepared. I need to take a class or read a book or shadow a nurse
or at least have my mom hug me.
Seeing spots.
She's not good for this. And then Dean is like, I'll take care of this. I'll calm her down. And I hate him. Like, I don't even know what it is he does.
First he's like, connect with me.
Yeah,
look at me. And
he
goes, ha, 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 ha. It's like, why? What is that? I love Shirley. What the hell?
Yeah, it's really great. Really great.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. And Shirley, and this is why, spoiler alert on my meow meows, like, Chang is going to score higher because Shirley calls him over. And she's like, are all Chang babies like born this way? And he like calms her down with his weird ways. He calms her down. He says, they're super babies, 7 generations of little scrappers born in the worst conditions you can imagine.
Yeah.
My cousin slid out feet first in a pickle barrel.
Yeah, he's giving her like all these pump up stories of like how the other Changs were born. And nothing can stop us, not the hurricanes, not the communists, not the feds, not the Girl Scouts.
Yeah. And so Jeff tells Britta to get in there. And Britta's like, no, I'm the worst. And Jeff says, listen, there's something in you that wants to take care of people so badly that you'll do it until you puke.
And that's what Shirley needs right now. Are you saying I'll be a good mom?
Yeah, and he's like, no, you really will force anything, won't you?
Just get in there and force that baby out of Shirley.
Britta for the win?
Britta for the win. So Britta is so good in this episode.
She's perfect. And Abed gives Britta instructions on each contraction Shirley needs to puss. He's like, yeah, the bus pretty much drives itself at this point. And Shirley's like, what bus?
Yeah, don't tell anyone, but what bus? So the head is out. Now feel around for the umbilical cord. I can't feel it.
There's no umbilical cord.
I think that's good.
Yeah. The paramedics arrive, but Britta's like, I'm in the zone.
I'm in the zone.
Yeah, Andre's
it's baby
there.
Baby Greendale.
It's a boy. And Andre just shouts, it's also a black person.
Not that that's important. And Chang is so dejected. He's like, yeah, it's Andre's. It's definitely his. I never told you, but all Changs are born with tails. You kind of dodged a bullet there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Troy and Abed do their handshake and they realize they have the juju back.
It's back. They got it.
Yeah.
Chang is a gracious runner-up, loser. I guess he's a runner-up because he gets the consolation prize of being the namesake for the child.
Not a bad deal, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so Shirley says, we did it. Shirley thanks Chang and tells Andre she wants to name the baby after Ben.
Yeah.
You may not be his father, but you helped bring him into the world. Ben.
Yeah. Anjay's not going to just like have it be like directly named after Chang.
Yeah. And then Ching's like, oh, look, he said Chang.
No, he didn't.
Said, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
And then we have some like Jeff and Britta bonding. We come out into the world screaming, crying, and covered in crap. And then somewhere along the lines, we get it into our heads that we're destined for greatness.
Yeah, I guess we passed anthropology.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh my God, look at him. I want to eat his little fingers.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah. So Mr. Jacobson says it's been quite a day. You can expect a cover story in the next issue. And then he's like, in a good way? Like an article about what a good dean I am?
He's like, absolutely.
Yeah, Dean is overjoyed. I'm a good dean!
Yeah, I'm a good dean. Ha ha! Woo! Freeze frame on him, like, jumping in the air. Very classic. And then we find out that on the cover article for Magazine Monthly, Dean Magazine has shut down after 2 issues. Worst idea for a magazine ever.
Yeah, World Wide Web, faux or fad?
Oh, can it not be both? So that's the episode. I mean, it's fun. You know, it's not a groundbreaking episode of Community or anything, but I definitely enjoyed it more than I didn't.
It's a solid episode. It has some good jokes.
Yeah.
In the end scene, I love this end scene. Abadash Troy, if he's sure he wants to do this, if we take that test today, we're going to fail it. So they stand in front of a fire alarm. They pull it. Nothing happens, and Dean happens upon them, and Troy shows him the like fire alarm that isn't going off, and Abed says cancel school today or we'll tell everyone, and Dean's like deal, and he like hangs it back up.
Yeah, puts it back on the wall. Yeah, that's ahead. Very easy ahead for me.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Really good. Let's get into some feedback for this one. This is from Jank. Jank says it's a perfectly acceptable episode of Community. Some small but strong character moments for Shirley, Britta, Annie, and Chang. Some good humorous bits, but nothing that really elevates it. I think I would mostly agree with that take from Chang. From Sean. Sean says, what mainly makes me enjoy this episode a lot are the callbacks that reward the consistent viewer, especially the Abed delivering a baby bit. What are some of the other ways, Jess, you think that this episode kind of honors?
Well, the St. Patty's Day callback.
That's
obviously
really good. That's very good.
Yeah, I think like another bit that like has shown up here and there and comes up a bit more is like Vicky and Neil being like, oh, everything's always about them.
Yep.
Right. Like that's, and then obviously they have to resolve the Shirley being pregnant with potentially Chang's baby, of course.
Right. Correct. Yana comes in and says, every sitcom with a pregnant character has to have an episode in which the baby is born. It can never happen on a normal way in a hospital. Approximately 85% of sitcom births happen somewhere else. Community does not bring anything new to the formula, but the episode is surprisingly enjoyable nonetheless. I think that all of that is true, and it is, though, when it's framed that way for me, Jess, it's the first time it's like, isn't this the show that should have been able to do something different with this and they didn't?
I suppose, but like, I guess I don't see why they always need to.
Sure.
As long as there's enough jokes in there, I don't mind that. Yeah, of course, she's not going to have the baby in a hospital. She's going to have it on the show proper. We're going to watch it happen. There's going to be something wild about it. I don't mind.
Okay. Final bit of feedback. This is from Riley. Riley says, what I love about this episode is how it plays into the greater structure of the season overall. In the third to last episode, you suddenly get almost everything from the overarching plot elements from the season wrapped up. They resolve Shirley's pregnancy, the Chang stuff tied to that, and the class storyline of anthropology all getting wrapped up here. That frees up the two-part finale to go full concept episode, but also wrap up the character arcs and emotional arc storylines of the season in the concept episode's finale, as some of the plier elements were resolved in the penultimate / anti-penultimate episode. I think that that's what we talked about before, about how this feels like a finale of sorts. And then it does, I guess, like kick the doors down for us to be able to do a little bit more of what we've come to really enjoy about season 2, especially of Community, is to just like go all the way in on that. All right, meow meow beans, let's
it's
do
meow,
it
meow time.
It's meow meow time. I think I was, you know, somewhere between I was like kind of tepid on a bunch of people and then really high on a few others. So Pierce is my lowest. I gave him a 2. There's some, like, I think that they could have maybe odd to say, maybe dangerous to say, maybe they could have pushed it farther with the indecent proposal stuff. And he's just kind of there and like kind of kickstarts it. Jeff and Annie both, I gave a 3. I didn't feel like I walked away from the episode thinking about them much at all. So I just like kind of gave him like a scooch above Pierce, but not by much. And then a scooch above them, a half scooch above them with a 3-5 each, Abbott and Troy. I just think we've seen, you know, better versions of this kind of stuff, but it was definitely, you know, diverting, no doubt about it. I gave Chang a 4. There's like, you know, some stuff that's a little over the line and over the top for me with Chang in this episode, but I really do like how he's there for Shirley. I think is really, really nice. And then I got to give both Britta and Shirley full 5s. Shirley giving birth in the classroom deserves a full 5.
Yeah.
And Britta,
what's up with a lot?
Britta delivers the child, baby Greendale. And on top of that is hilarious in this episode. Gillian Jacobs is really, really great in this one. So very happy to give Britta a full 5. Them's my meow meows, Jess. What you got?
I fell along the same lines as you did. I gave Pierce a 1.5. I don't like that he's trying to like make Neil and Vicky uncomfortable. And what he does with Troy and Abed is just mean. So he gets a 1.5. Annie, Troy, and Abed all got 3s. They were all like serviceable. They're all fine, right? Yeah. There's nothing too wild happening with them. Jeff, I gave a 2.5. I think like, again, he's very average. What he says to Britta, like, yeah, he has some solid points, but he always says it in a negative way, and I don't like that about him.
Sure.
And then moving up from that, I gave Chang a 4. I thought, like, the way he grounds Shirley and actually really does help gets him a lot of points for me. Obviously, he goes a little bit too far in some ways, and so, of course, he's not going to get the perfect 5, but he gets a 4 from me.
Yep.
Britta gets a 4.5. Hilarious. She made me laugh the hardest by far. I just love her like throwing up after like it's so good.
Yeah.
And Shirley gets a full 5 because she's the only character who pushed a baby out of her hoo-ha. So yeah. She definitely gets the
she's
full
earned
5
it.
Meow-meows.
She's earned the full yeah. 5 meow meows. So that's those are the meow meows. This leaves us heading into the finale, Jess. With any change ups on the Borf or none?
Not really, no. Troy is still really far in the lead. And we actually are starting to see some like pretty large gaps in between characters. So it would surprise me for anybody for Abed to surpass Troy. And it would also surprise me for Annie to surpass Abed at this point. I think it's like almost impossible for that to happen. Pierce and Chang are the two that are the closest in numbers to each other. So we could see a shakeup there. In
like
the
a race for the
sure.
bottom yep. is a possibility here. Currently Chang is in dead last, but with just a couple points shy.
Yeah, only
Pierce.
4 points. Yeah.
Could be close. You and I are simpatico on the Dean's list. Got to give it to baby Greendale, baby
he
Ben
born.
Bennett.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? He did a good job being
yeah.
birthed.
Yeah. He did a great job being birthed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's rate the episode in cools. It's just you and me in the audience this time, Jess.
Yep.
I gave it a flat 3. I enjoyed it more than I didn't. Part of me is wondering, you know, part of me was wondering, like, which side of the line do I want to be on? Do I want to be like a 2.9? Do I, you know, does this deserve to be in the 3s? And I don't know, Jess, I mostly really enjoyed it. I mostly had a really good time yeah. with these characters. It wasn't groundbreaking, but it was like a satisfying character episode of Community. I think, you know, a 3 out of 4 cools for me totally tracks with how much I enjoyed this one. Like, I've definitely found ones that I thought were much more average than this towards my ratings. So just a flat 3 is feels right.
I felt similarly to you. I just found there were some that I was rating at a 2.9 and a 3 that I liked just a smidge more than this one. So I gave this one a 2.8, but still very average for
yeah,
me.
Just
The audience was a little bit higher than us at a 3.10, yep. bringing our current average on this episode to a 2.97. tying it for 16th place overall out of 22 current episodes.
That feels right. I think that it yeah. should be, you know, lower tier, but I think we're still talking about the eliteness of season 2, that we're talking about like the 16th place tie is a 2.97. This is a very strong yeah. season of television. So
14 of the 22 episodes are in the 3s on, yeah. and above. So yes. come on. Like, yeah. is this a really great season of Community?
Really, really, really good. Okay. That is the end of Applied Anthropology and Culinary Arts. What did we learn at the end of this course, Jess?
How to deliver a baby.
Uh-huh. We learned the proper way to eat an egg roll.
We did. We learned what the indecent proposal is.
Uh-huh.
That should be on a movie I'm going to watch now. Uh-huh. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
We learned about duck sauce and that you're supposed to put it in a shot glass to eat it.
Yeah. That's the way.
I think that is the way.
That's how it's supposed to be done in these parts. So it's good stuff here today.
Yeah.
Jess, what else is going on? You've got so many podcasts that are happening.
I know, it's a lot. Here on Post Show Recaps, you can hear me talking about The Gilded Age with my co-host Sarah Ferguson, the HBO period piece. We only have a few more episodes. There are 9 episodes.
You're close. Yeah. I didn't realize that you were so close to the end of the line. Give us a little bit. If we haven't been watching The Gilded Age.
Yeah.
It's the first season of the show.
Right.
Is this worth getting into based on 7 episodes down?
Yeah. Your mileage may vary is what I would say. Mm-hmm. If you were a huge fan of Downton Abbey and you are looking for something to scratch that itch, I would say most definitely check it out. It is set in the 1880s in New York City. It is all about new money versus old money. We have some really big names on the show. Carrie Coon, obviously, being one of my favorites. Christine Baranski. Like, there's a lot of big names on the show. I'd say, for me personally, it feels a little bit of a slow roll, right? It's a little bit of a slow burn, but we're heating up. We're getting to the point where we're cooking with fire.
Yes. Now, ironic because you call it a slow roll, which is how you like to eat your egg roll slowly over the course of many hours of waiting for it to come down to the proper temperature.
Exactly.
Which is not cooking with fire.
No. It's the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Refrigerating.
Cooling it down with the fridge.
With refrigerators.
So check that out if that sounds like something you're interested in. There's a few episodes left of season 1, and it got renewed for season 2.
Yep.
So good time to jump on.
For sure.
You can also hear me wrapping up the after party with you and Ariel.
Correct.
That has been so much fun.
There was a great Senior Chang cameo on the most recent episode of the After Party podcast. We don't need to dwell on that, Jess. Mm. We can move right along. But should also say that by the time this has dropped in the main feed, another show has premiered in toto. The entirety of season 2 of Upload has arrived on Amazon. And you and Mike Bloom are doing the Daily March.
We are. This is the first time we've had like a show that we're covering together. It's been very fun. And so that'll be coming out daily beginning on the 11th. We have already put out 2 other podcasts, a kickoff podcast and a season 1 wrap up. It is such a quick binge. If you go on Amazon Prime TV, it is 10 episodes for season 1, about 30 minutes a pop, a very nice dramedy mixture with a teensy bit of sci-fi in there. Really fun world building in that show. Check it out. It's really kooky, I would say. So give it a shot. Mike and I will be coming at you daily with coverage on Upload season 2.
What is going on in the 1990s that is happening over at the Shit the 90s Shows Taught Me podcast?
We are starting season 4 of Dawson's Creek, if you can believe it. Really excited to get in. Gretchen Witter is here now. So
I don't know what that is.
That's Pacey's sister.
Okay.
It's going to get very exciting. Joey and Pacey are together. It's official.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff down the pike there. And Boy Meets World. Ooh, shenanigans are happening because we just hit season 5 where Topanga and Corey are about to break up. The ski club incident happened.
This was iconic stuff.
It was.
Truly, truly iconic stuff.
Yeah. And an iconic guest joined us for that episode.
I'm aware. I was about to. Oh, so you said it out loud. Yes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Chappelle was telling me all about it on the Walking Dead podcast that's going to be coming out on Sunday night. He had a really good time on the podcast with you and Sarah.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. We love having Chappelle.
Yeah.
So go check that out. And all the other 90s shenanigans. Of course, it's Mary-Kate and Ashley March. So we're going to be covering a little bit of Mary-Kate and Ashley content with the one, the only Lindsay Wilson.
Nice.
Love Lindsay
Happy
Wilson.
Birthday to Lindsay Wilson, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. It is her birthday and only her birthday.
As you and I are recording this live. It's also your Shit the 90s Shows Taught Me co-host Sarah Ferguson's birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
As well.
Come I know on. She's. Is she going to make it all the way through this podcast to get to the point where we shout out everything?
She rage quit already.
She left.
She left.
So that's everything. You can check me out at the Jess Sterling on Twitter. And of course, Shit 90s Pod is at Shit 90s Pod on Twitter and Instagram and shit90spod.com.
Nice. Incredible stuff, Jess. Next week, we are wrapping up season two of Community. I believe we're doing both paintball episodes. Yes. We're taking them both in a single podcast. And then I think we'll take like another week or 2 week break or something before we start up season three again. So we're back this week. Obviously, we'll be back next week. Then we'll be dark for a couple of weeks. I'm really excited about who you booked for the next episode of the podcast, Jess.
Yes. So I did mention I'm podcasting with one of the Blooms about upload, but soon we're going to be podcasting with the other Bloom, Angela Bloom.
Yes. Oh, my God. I am really hyped about this because there is a very natural opportunity here in this episode of Community to talk to Angela Bloom about Lost. So that is going to be tremendously satisfying for me.
Yeah, I'm sure she won't rage quit the podcast when you start talking about Lost to her.
I love Angela so much. I think she's a tremendous podcaster, and I'm really, really, really hyped to have her on for the Community season two finale. It's gonna be great.
I'm really stoked. I've been waiting for this one for a while. I knew she was like, I talked to her very early on, I think, in booking season two. And she was like, if paintball is available, I want it. And I was like, girl, I got you locked in. Yes. And I've known about it for this whole time. And I'm just so excited to talk to Angela.
It's going to be great. It's going to be super fun. So we will be back next week talking about the two-part Community season two finale. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Your ratings and reviews, tremendously appreciated. Really helps us rise in the charts. And if you are able to just take a couple minutes out of your day and leave one of those reviews, it would mean the world to Jess and I and everybody else who's made Community building possible. If you want to take it the extra step and become part of our community in the Post Show Recaps patron program, you certainly could do that. Patreon.com/Post Show Recaps is the way. That is the way to do it, to sign up and make sure that you are getting episodes of Community building early. You get to watch them live. You get to listen to them a couple days early as well. Lots of other perks as well, including joining the sprawling Post Show Recaps patron Discord, where so many people are hanging out, watching TV and talking about TV together and talking about snacks. I imagine that the cold egg roll debate is about to rage on, Jess, in the snacks channel. Should be a really fun time.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Yes.
Defending my position.
100%. All right, folks, we'll be back with paintball next week. Until then, everybody, Corey B, take us away.
This is a show about a dean that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jess here till it ends. Meet up to Pastor Phil Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest time.